shall always be my song of praise for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for. Was that grace that caught my falling soul? He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amen. That ought to be everybody's testimony today, is that Jesus looked beyond your faults and he saw your needs. Anybody can rejoice today that you may not have everything you want, but can somebody thank God for having the things that you need? In spite of everything that's going on, you still got everything that you need. You got your health, your strength, clothes, and your right mind. Thank God for supplying all of my needs. Amen. Amen. There's a word that I want to lift today from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse number 11. Luke chapter 13, verse number 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed over and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called unto her and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I want to talk today from the thought, how to look up. How to look. This woman had a physical condition for 18 years. It was so severe that it caused her to be bent over at the waist to the point that she could not look up. Everything she saw was down. She could not look up because of her physical condition. Some scholars suggest that this condition started out as a mental thing, but progressed to the point that it started to affect her physically. And I think we can all agree that if you don't deal with mental issues, it will start to affect you physically. Can I tell you that stress will cause you to have strokes? Stress will cause heart attacks and other problems. Stress will cause you to look old before you get old. Jesus is teaching the word, and the woman is there in the crowd in worship. Let me say that it pays to be in the right crowd, and Jesus notices her and notices that despite her condition, she's still there worshiping Jesus. I've discovered that's how you get his attention, is to continue to worship even when you're in a bent condition. Don't wait until you get it straight, because can I tell you, some of us never manage to get it straight. But I dare you to worship him even in the hard times and seemingly impossible situations. How many are going through something, but whatever it is that you're going through, you decided not to allow it to stop your worship? Is there anybody here today who say, Pastor, you're talking to me. I'm in a bent condition. I'm going through some things. I'm dealing with some stuff. But I decided this morning to show up at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church and worship the Lord. I wish I had some folk in here today not ashamed to admit that I'm going through some things. I'm dealing with some things. But I decided to show up and worship. Jesus notices her and calls over to her over to him. She cannot see him, but she obeys his command and she moves by faith. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight. She reacts to his word and not to her world, because her world is what's beneath her, because that's all she can see. But she does not respond to her world. She responds to his word. Her world consists of what's beneath her. What she sees does not have power to stop her from doing what she is told to do. Who am I talking to in here today? Listen, you've been allowing what you see or what you can't see to control what you do. But you've got to learn to respond to the word that you hear and not to the word that you see. Can I preach this thing in here this morning? You don't see the job, but you don't respond to that. You respond to the word that says, My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Listen, you don't see no friends to talk to, but you don't respond to what you see. You respond to his word that says, When my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. You don't see sickness in your body, but You respond to what he says. You respond to his word that says, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. You see enemies trying to take you out in your job. You don't respond to what you see. You respond to his word that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You don't respond to what you see. You respond to his word that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You cry yourself to sleep every night. You don't respond to the tears that you see. You respond to his word that says, weeping may you endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Is there anybody here that can say, I've got my world, but then I got my word, and I'm going to respond to his word. If I respond to his word, I can change my world, because my world can't change his word, but the word can change my world. I think y'all missed that. Listen, my world can't change his word, but his word can change my world. How many know that the word of God can change you? I wish I had some changed folk in here today. Is there anybody here can say, I've been changed since I met Jesus? Everything has changed. And so I'm going to respond to his word so I can change my world, because my world can't change his word, but his word can change my word, my world. She responds while she's still bent, which means you can be obedient and responsive even when your life isn't straight. We'll do what he says when he blesses us, but can you obey him when your life isn't straight? Because when he called her, he didn't tell her what he wanted. He didn't tell her what he wanted until she responded to what he said. Because blessings don't come just because you praise him. Blessings come when you are obedient to him. Listen, you can say when praises go up, the blessings will come down all you want to. But you've got to respond to what he says. You want the Lord to bless you, do what he says. Do it before you know what he's going to give you. Do it before you know how he's going to bless you. Do it before you know he's going to open the windows of heaven. And do I have anybody here today that can testify that when you started doing what he told you to do, the Lord started blessing you in ways you never thought that you could be blessed? Anybody here today know that God will bless you when you do what he says? Sometimes, something else I noticed, secondly, you've got to understand the process and progress. The text says that when she got to Jesus, he did two things. The first thing he did was declared her loosed. Don't miss this. He calls her over and he speaks deliverance to her. Watch me. He doesn't throw any oil on her. He doesn't put her on a healing line. He does not lay hands on her yet. He just speaks it. He does not say you will be loose. He says you are loose. Now she's still bent, but at the moment he declares it, she's loosed. She still got something to get straight, but she does not wait until she gets straight to declare she's loose. It's because she's loose that she can now get straight. What am I saying? What am I trying to tell you is that you've got to learn to declare it even when it doesn't look like it. You've got to learn to declare it. Nothing happens physically, but when Jesus speaks, it's spiritually. You've got to learn to say, I am not what I will be. I am healed. I am saved. Because once Jesus says it, you are right then. You've got to say, no. Not I will be healed, I am healed. Not I will have a job, I got a job. Not I will get delivered, I am delivered. He will restore my joy, I have restored my joy. But you don't have your life straight. That's all right, Jesus has already declared that it's done, and since it's already done, I'm going to act like it's already done. I don't have $1 million in my pocket, but I'm walking around like a millionaire. I don't have a job, but I'm looking like the CEO. Is there anybody here that if he declares it, no, it's already done? Because once you declare it, you will not stay in the same condition. Listen, that don't match what you declare. See, once you declare who you are, you ain't going to stay in stuff that don't match who you are. That's why I'm convinced that some of y'all come to church but don't really know who you are. Because if you knew who you were, if you knew who you were, sister girl, you wouldn't let that brother lay up in your house and ain't put a ring on him. If you knew who you were, brother, you wouldn't be trying to get it from her without putting a ring on her finger. If you knew who you really were, you wouldn't be drinking and destroying the temple of God, getting high and destroying your body. If you really knew who you were, you wouldn't be going around sleeping with folk for money because you need to pay your bills. If you knew who you were, because when you know who you are, listen, some stuff you just won't put up with. I wish I had a witness in here today. Because it does not match who God says that you are. Some of y'all need to get a new phrase in your life. No, you can't have none. Why can't I have none? You don't love me? Yeah, I love you, but I love God more than I love you. I know who I am, and you can't have what I got until you get it God's way. Do I have a witness in here today? Watch what happens. He declares her delivered. Then he touches her. He declares her loosed. Then he touches her. And when he touched her, she got straight. He declared her loose, then he touched her. She got straight, but I had a question, Reverend Counselor. Why wasn't his speaking over her enough to get her straight? Because I read Bible stories, I know miracle stories, and I know sometimes where him speaking was enough. Y'all remember in Matthew chapter 15 where the woman daughter was demon possessed. The girl was not even there, and all Jesus did was speak it, and long distance Jesus healed her. You remember he was in Capernaum of Galilee, and there were demon possessed folk there. He didn't touch anybody. He spoke it, and unclean spirits came out of them. You remember when Peter's mother-in-law was sick. He went to the room of Peter's mother-in-law, stood over her, spoke to the fever, and the fever left her. I've got evidence that Jesus does not have to touch you in order to heal you. So my question is, why does he touch her? The Spirit finally said, Reverend Smith, maybe she had developed such a habit of being bent that she didn't know she could be straight. Maybe she was not only bound by body, but maybe she was bound by habit. Because when you get bound by habit, sometimes you don't know how to stop what you've been doing. That's why some folk come to the altar every Sunday about the same issue, because they weren't just bound by condition, they are bound by habit. Which means some of y'all need to switch while you're praying. Stop praying to be delivered from the condition, because you've already been delivered from the condition. Start praying to be delivered from the habit of the condition. You know how you declare that I'm through with that and I ain't gonna do it no more. Y'all know how I'm done with that. I ain't going there no more. I ain't gonna see her no more. I ain't gonna see him no more. But a week later, you may not be seeing him or her, but you're going somewhere seeing somebody because you're bound by habit. So some scholars suggest that the touch was not a touch of healing, but it was a touch of assistance, because he'd already said she was loose. But when he saw that she wasn't getting straight, when she didn't respond physically to his word, he laid his hands on her to lift her up. Do you know why that made me shout? Because he did not rebuke her for not getting straight when he declared her healed. He was merciful to her and laid his hands on her to help lift her. Is there anybody here today ever had the Lord to lift you when you couldn't lift yourself? I need the real folk in here today, not the stuck up folk. I need some real folk to stand up real quick. Is there anybody here who knows when you didn't quite get it right, the Lord came by and laid his hands on you to help lift you when you couldn't lift yourself? Do you know why you're shouting? Listen, because the Lord, when I could not lift myself, yeah, the Lord came by and lifted me. Because the Bible says when she got straight, she went to praising God. She's been in worship, but now she's got something to praise him for. Will you tell your neighbor, you'll know when I get it straight because I'll shout like I've never shouted before. You'll know when I get it straight because I'll dance like I've never danced before. You'll know when I get it straight because I'll holler like I've never hollered before. Is there anybody can thank God for lifting you when you couldn't lift yourself? Finally, do you know why you can look up? Because to Jesus, the system is not important as the sufferer. The system is not important as the sufferer. There are some people who are more tied to the rules than they are to the Lord. You know, we got to be out of church by 12:30. That's the rules. You know, we don't do certain things in a Baptist church. That's the rules. So Cheryl getting on my nerve playing that tambourine. That's the rule. They have a certain way things ought to be done, and nothing outside of the rules of their religion can be counted as legit. Look at the text. The president of the synagogue, the chairman of the board, the head leader, the HNIC, steps up. And you know you can always tell folk who are trifling and up to no good because the text says he had a problem with Jesus, but he didn't talk to Jesus. He talked to the other folk around Jesus. And I may as well tell you like at TI is this morning. You can always tell folk who are trifling and immature because they never step to you, but they step to everybody else around you. If you got a problem with me, don't talk to Reverend Welch. Come talk to me. I may as well have a good time in here this morning. That's why when folks start bringing stuff to you that somebody else has said about you, you ought to shut them up because any dog that will bring a bone. They don't talk to Jesus. The ruler doesn't know how to man up. And let me say this to the brothers today, since it's for Sunday and it's Brotherhood Day. Listen, I'm so tired of men acting like messy gossiping women. Listen, brothers, if you got a problem with another brother, Don't go talk to somebody else. Be man enough. Well, let me be gender friendly here. Be woman enough to go to that man or that woman and tell them yourself. The ruler. The ruler don't know how to man up. So instead of making up, manning up and going to Jesus, he says to everyone else, you got 6 days to heal. Why are you healing on the Sabbath day? The rules say. The bylaws say. You don't heal nobody on a Sabbath day. He has no problem with her being healed. His problem is with being done against the rules. Never says she ought not be healed. He says it ought not be done on a Sabbath day because that's against the rules. He doesn't have a problem with our being healed. He has a problem with Jesus breaking the system because he didn't understand that Jesus would break the system to deal with your suffering. Is there anybody here today who knows that Jesus doesn't care anything about the rules? Jesus don't care nothing about the system, don't care nothing about the regulation, don't care nothing about the do's and don'ts. He'll break the system in order to deal with your problem. Anybody here knows that we serve a God who specializes in breaking the system? Is anybody in here who knows that he knows how to break the system? He called Abraham from the Ur of the Chaldeans, a pagan, to be the father of the faith because he knows how to break the system. He called Deborah to be a judge in a man's society because he knows how to break the system. He called a snot-nosed shepherd boy by the name of David to be the king of Israel because he knows how to break the system. He had a young virgin girl to give birth to his son because he knows how to break the system. He was born in a stank manger because he knows how to break the system. He walked on water because he knows how to break the system. But I don't have to go to the Bible. I don't have to call on Abraham. I don't need to call on David or Mary. All I got to do is look in the mirror. Because when I look in the mirror, I see somebody that the system said wouldn't make it. I see somebody that the system said would never go anywhere or amount to anything. I see somebody who the system said would never have anything. Oh, but as I close, I'm here today. Is there anybody here that can say, I'm so glad I serve a God that knows how to break the system? Is there anybody here that can say, they said I'd never make it? But Jesus broke the rules for me. And since Jesus broke the rules for me, I ought to be able to break the rules for him. Would you tell your neighbor, excuse me, I'm about to break the rules. Excuse me, neighbor. While I praise the Lord, I've got to break the rule because you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid ground. I know the rules say that you ought not jump in church. But is there anybody here that will break the rules? I know the rules say that you ought not run in church. But is there anybody here will break the rules? I know the rules say that you ought not holler in church. But is there anybody here that will break the rules? I know the rules say that you ought not stand up in church. But is there anybody here that will break the rules? Stand on your feet. Take your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, would you help me break the rules? Neighbor, would you help me lift his name? Ain't he all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Is there anybody here will help me break the rules? Jump, leap for joy. Open up your mouth. Tell God thank you for all you've done. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Can you say glory? Come on, help me break the rules. Can you say glory? Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? You ought to break the rules today. Because God broke the rules
for you.
The rule said if you were dead, you were done. But how many know one Sunday morning Jesus broke the rule? Got up out of the grave. Declared all power. Heaven and earth is in my hand. And if you're here today, you don't have to continue looking down. You can look up today. Because we've got a Savior that will meet you where you are. But he loves you too much to leave you where you've been. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today will be a mighty good day to get to know him. You can come by letter, by Christian experience, as a candidate for baptism. The door's open today. How many know when he woke you this morning? That was one more blessing. Close you in the right mind. That was one more blessing. If you're here today, you ought to come.